So we mentioned at the beginning of the daf, Tzvi introduced the daf, talking about the fact that we're standing here in the Shach Shul. And really, the Shach Shul is very matir to this daf that we just learned. And that's because the Shach lived during Zeres Tachlitah, which, although it's a time in and a chapter in history that maybe we're a little less familiar with than we are, obviously, Churban Beis HaMikdash and the Holocaust, but it goes down as one of the saddest and certainly one of the real Zmanim of Churban in Jewish history. And I just had one hergish. My hergish was that if you learn the Pirush of the Shach, you know, you prepare a shiur in the Shach Shus, you want to say over Torah from the Shach. But the emes is, everything is the Shach. The Shach is Yerideya, it's Chesha Mishpat. Every Sif Katan in Shulchan Aruch Kemal is the Shach. You just open up a Shulchan Aruch, I guess, and say a Sif Katan. You just said over a Shach, right? But my heritage was that you learn a Shach, you don't see the fact that this was a man who lived in a small derfel somewhere, who was literally being persecuted. You read the Kinnis that we're just printing now, we covered this monument. And you see what he lived through. He's writing Kinnis literally like the Maram Rutenberg wrote when he saw the burning of the Shas in France. And literally the way the Tanoim wrote when we witnessed Churban Beis HaMikdash. I mean, that's... And you feel it? You ever learn a Shas and say, like, this is a man whose mamish, he's dealing with an atzvus, he's going through a very difficult time. And you read a book that was written by an author, you can tell his mood mamish to the minute sometimes, to the degree. You hear a niggin, you can know where the composer was at that point in his life. Because it comes through, it shines through, it's natural, it's the heart, that's going to happen. You ever learn a shach and feel, oh wow, you can tell, it's mamish, you have to be a shtickle of story, you have to go on a guided tour of Holoshov to know that the shach lived only till he was 41 years old, and during that short period of time, he lived through one of the greatest manim of churban that ever was, because his world was crumbling apart. Yizikah don't have that hergish. But the pshad is azar, the pshad is b'shach, as in the pun of a Jewish yeshiva, in his hakdamah, the chelik beis of Avi Eski, he says a double nifla. The Gemara says at the end of the Sechus Megillah that Shmaita Boyet Selusa. A person wants to learn. That's talking about Clark Kent. Without Clark Kent, you can't learn. You can't learn without a Clark Kent. It's very difficult. Shmaita Boyet Selusa. So Pshach asks that Shmaita Boyet Selusa, it's a chain you find, Av Chachmas Omdali, Torah Shalamadati Ba'af, Hi Omdali. That you find that people that learn Torah, Mitoich adversity, Mitoich adchag, because the situation wasn't perfect. He's a mile in Torah Shalamadi Tiba'af. So Pshach asks, which one is it? Is it Shmaita Boyet Selusa or is it Torah Shalamadi Tiba'af? So Pshach said it's double nifra v'noyer. Pshach said they're both true. He said Shmaita Boyet Selusa. You have to be clear. But it's also true Torah Shalamadi Tiba'af. You know why? So Pshach said, you think for one second when there were tzaddikim and there were ga'onim that were learning Torah mitoich hadchak, they didn't have Shmaita Boyet Selusa? When the Shagasari was trying to get Shagasari, and he literally didn't own a shas, and he was such an oni to heaven. You think when he sat down and learned Torah, it wasn't Shmaita Boyet Selusa? He was klar like anything. When the Magen Avraham was writing his pirush on Shulchan Aruch, and he was literally writing his ha'aris on the wall because he couldn't afford paper. You think he was mamish learning mitoch atzvus? No, of course not. It was Shmaita Boyet Selusa. But said Rav Shach, that these tzaddikim were able to overcome their matzah, and they were able to be Shmaita Boyet Selusa in that matzah. He says, both true about the Shmaita Boyet Selusa. If a person can't learn Torah with a reason, the Clark guy, you can't produce. You have to be in a matzah where it's Sosa Noichel and Mosecha, where it's with Clark guy, if you're Yishavadas, if you're Ba'atzvah, the Shvin and Ashayra on you, then you don't have the Vos HaChachom. How are you going to sit down and write a legendary piece? It's not possible. No, the people that were able to overcome the Torah Shalamadati Ba'af and come to a matzah of Shmaita Boyet Selusa, that's where it's at. Torah Shalamadati Ba'af. But in that matzah of Ba'af, come to Shmaita Boyet Selusa. That's the story of the Shach. The Shach is a pirush on Shulchan Aruch. Shach is a frelich ha-sefer. The Shach, you don't see any. It's a pirush on Shulchan Aruch. That's mamash what it is. How can you be an author and write something as comprehensive as the Shach? And all the other svarim, and now the kinnis, that's when you see what's happening. It's in the kinnis, but that's Ace Lifgoyz, that's Ace Lasabel. That's what that's all about. Oh, but the shach in this matzah that was frelich, was within the walls of this place Medrash, and within the walls of where the shach was sitting and writing this pirush and learning Torah, it was Sosa Noichal and Masecha, it was Shmaita Boyet Selusa, because that's the koyach of Torah. learned the Gemara of living in a world of Ein Torah and living in a world of Yom Shechar Beis Hamikdash in Yom Shein Klala Meruba from the day before. But the emes is ve'ein lanu shir rak haTorah hazoyis. That the Torah is a shir, and the Lamedim say that's not just pshat. We still have the Torah, but on some level in Torah. In Torah, a person can still spear and a person can still come to a place of simcha and he can be zoicha to bracha. We should have to hope he's zoicha. The schos of the shach, to only brachas and simchas and tzuras.
Amen. Amen. Amen.